Guru Nanak Sahib said, if you desire to play the game of love with me, then step onto the path with your head in my hand. Joto prem kale ka chao, sir tar tali gale mere aayo, Vaheguru Ji ka khalsa, Sri Vaheguru Ji ki fateh. I tried my best to get the children outside before they went to go play football in the parking lot. Raise your hand. Where are the kids? Let me see the kids' hands. Raise your hand if the children are here. Raise your hand. I see a couple of you guys. Raise your hands. Very good. And if you're downstairs and if you can hear this, I appreciate it. All the children, if you can come upstairs. Because today I'd like to give a very loving and beautiful talk about Guru Nanak Dev Ji. But before I start, many of you may know me as I am. Many of you may not. But I'm very happy to say that my roots, this is sort of a homecoming to me. I grew up in Sikh Foundation of Virginia. I'm very happy to come back here and speak on today. So I'd like to thank the management, the Sangat. Thank you very much for allowing me to come. Dharminder Uncle, thank you for calling me. Dr. Kamaljeet Sethi, I don't know if she's here, but she was the first one who got me to come on the stage to actually come and say something as a child. So I thank her for allowing me to come. And of course, under the leadership of Gyani Kuldeep Singh, he has been a power within our community for the last, pretty much as I've been going, last 30 years. So, Paisav gave a very nice katha on Guru Nanak Dev Ji. So, kids, let's talk a little bit about who is Guru Nanak Dev Ji and what he stood for. Bhai Gurdas, a very famous poet of ours, said, he wrote a poem about the sun and the lion. And he said that this person, he referred to a person as the sun and the lion, that this person, when this person spoke, the joy that came from this person's mouth radiated like the sun, came out everywhere. And he had the bravery of a lion to challenge all those around him of the injustices and tyranny and everything he was talking about. And I'm happy to say that he was referring to Guru Nanak Dev Ji. So we are here together to learn and to pay respect to Guru Nanak Dev Ji on his Gurparv or his birthday, as we're saying. We may know a lot about Guru Nanak Dev Ji, born in Talwandi, Nankana Sahib, Mata Tripta Ji, Bebi Nanaki, all the Adasis that he traveled from. If we don't know, I encourage you all to pick up any textbook to learn about who he is. But if I were to speak about Guru Nanak Dev Ji, there are five concepts that I could say that I could summarize his viewpoints. Guru Nanak Dev Ji did come to us in a form as a mortal, as a man. But with the divine power of Guru Sahib Waheguru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji stood for five concepts. And I have to apologize because I have notes written here, so I'll be looking up and down between you all. But Guru Nanak Sahib stood for truth. Guru Nanak Sahib stood for righteousness. Guru Nanak Sahib stood for honor. He stood for love. And he stood for fearlessness. If I elaborate a little further, there are some books that I actually sat down and read about Guru Nanak Dev Ji that I'd like to share with you. And Sad Sangha, forgive me, as a product of America, as I like to say, growing up in this country, I will do my best to articulate his thoughts, but as powerful as they are. Guru Nanak Sahib said, Satchu ure sabko apar sach achar. Satchu ure sabko upar sachachar. The translation to this, what he's saying is truth is higher than everything. But higher still is truthful living. All what I'm about to say is coming from our Guru Granth Sahib, a beautiful message which Guru Sahib gave to us. On the concept of righteousness, Guru Sahib said, Kar achar sach sukh hoy. Kar achar sach sukh hoy. That living a righteous lifestyle, true peace is found. On the concept of honor, Guru Sahib said, Hamari jat pat such now. Hamari jat pat such now. The translation for this is that the true name is my social status and my honor. On the concept of love, Guru Sahib said, Tisit vakari nahi po pao. Tisit vakari nahi po pao. The eyes which look upon corruption do not know the love and the fear of God. Guru Sahib also on the concept of love said, Pojan pao parampo page. Bhojan Pao Parampo Page, that with the diet of his love, as we eat food, you know, kids, we sit down, we got to eat our breakfast, we got to eat our Wheaties before we go to class and everything. With the diet of his love, doubt and fear depart. Guru Sahib also spoke on the concept of fear or being fearless. Nar nikeval nirbhao now. Nar nikeval nirbhao now. That the name makes a man pure and fearless. Referring to Waheguru. And also Guru Sahib said, Eke ko nahi po koi. Eke ko nahi po koi. That one who belongs to the one Lord, the one who belongs to Waheguru, has no fear. So when we look at these five concepts which I've laid out on Guru Sahib, truth, righteousness, honor, love, fearlessness, Guru Sahib, with the blessing of Waheguru, came to our land in 1469. Mind you, 30 years before when? What happened in 1492, kids? A lot of kids know what happened in 1492. No, we don't know. 1492, Columbus sailed the... Oh, come on, I know all the kids know that. In 1492, Columbus sailed the Ocean Blue. Very good. So 30 years before Columbus actually went out, here was this divine power that came from Waheguru and who brought the concept of civil rights, human rights, justice for all, the elimination of any type of segregation among society. That was Guru Nanak who said that. And within the Guru Granth Sahib over here. But when I look at these five concepts, what I look at it as, a legend. Think about it. Guru Nanak Sahib, Guru Nanak Dev Ji is a legend. And he has surpassed the test of time. From generation to generation, his message has lived on. And that is why we are here today, to honor his message. And I think this is what we need to think about. And what is it? What is it that legends give us? There's something very special, kids, that legends give us. Any type of legend, if you look at history, gives us hope. Right? When you look at legend, when you look at histories, when you look at whatever it is, these legends give us hope. Let me elaborate a little bit how I feel about this hope. The concept of truth. Didn't Guru Sahib give the concept of truth to Guru Arjan Dev Ji or Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, who stood in front of people who were doing horrible things to society and said, look, I don't agree with what you're saying. This has to come to an end. And I don't care what the circumstance is, I stand for this. Didn't Guru Sahib give us the concept of righteousness? When Guru Har Gobind witnessed the martyrdom of Guru Arjan Dev Ji, he had the courage, he had the concept of righteousness to stand up and say, we believe in self-defense. We believe in helping society. We believe in the right to bear arms. The right to bear arms is what? Second Amendment of the Constitution. So, the concept of righteousness Guru Har Gobind gave us. The concept of honor. Mai Pago ran to the battlefield when the fellow male Sikh soldiers decided to turn away. Here is a woman during Guru Gobind Singh's time that actually decided to pick up the weapons and lead the Chali Mukte back to the battlefield. The concept of honor, Bhai Mani Singh. Bhai Mani Singh was chopped limb for limb for writing the very Guru Granth Sahib, which you see right here. Imagine, here's this man who decided to keep the honor of Sikhism going. And he has to get it from some type of inspiration, some type of hope, some type of legend. Let's talk about love. Guru Angad Dev Ji, with his wife Mata Kivi, the sense of community kitchen. Or community kitchen, what is it called? Anybody? Raise your hand if you know. Anybody know? Langar, I heard it. Very good. Look at Bhai Kanhaiya. Bhai Kanhaiya had the concept of love to give water to those who are dying on the battlefield, regardless if it was a Sikh or a non-Sikh. Where did he get this hope from? Where did he get this inspiration from? From a legend. Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And above all, when I have to talk about the fearlessness, people who do not have any fear, how could we ever forget Sahibzada Zorawar Singh or Fateh Singh? The two youngest martyrs of our faith. They had that hope and inspiration when they were faced with the concept of tyranny from Aurangzeb to stand up. So if I have to explain my feelings truthfully, because rarely I get opportunities to speak in front of our Sangha. Truly, the feelings that I have for Guru Nanak Dev Ji, this is what I feel. But let us go back to hope. You may say, Sartaj, you know, yeah, this is fine, you're referring to history and these people had hope, but I don't know how to relate it to my times today. Is it not hope in 1984, when innocent bloodshed was spilled, that we seeked as a community? Is it not hope on 9/11, when the most tragic event happened in America where our homeland was attacked, that we seek that type of hope, that inspiration? And more importantly, when you feel sick, or somebody gets sick in your family, or they go to the hospital, is it not that hope which you seek so that person gets better? Is it not that hope or that inspiration, that legend which we refer to, known as Guru Nanak Dev Ji? Guru Nanak Dev Ji is a legend that stood the test of time and has given hope to all mankind from generations past, present, and future. Sometimes, Sadh Sangha Ji, and I truly cherish this opportunity to speak among our community, internally among our Sikhs, in particular to our youth. Sometimes I feel that the concept of hope is fading. A lot of people will say, well, Sartaj, in year, what is it, 2005, I find it difficult to keep the concepts of Guru Sahib or anything going forward. And I argue the point that nothing has changed. Nothing has changed from the day of 1469 to 2005 today. Nothing. One of the most beautiful things Guru Nanak Dev Ji gave us, he needed to start a movement. Out of a movement, you need individuals to come forward. Guru Nanak Sahib, as he had this divine word from Waheguru, gave us our beautiful, beautiful identity. He gave us our identity of turbans and uncut beards for males. If women choose to wear turbans, they certainly can as well. One of the first things that Guru Sahib did to let society, mankind, know who the Sikhs are, he sent the Sikhs to the very villages where the people were suffering from leprosy. Now, children, if you don't know what leprosy is, it's just a very unfortunate disease where people actually get very ill and they start losing their limbs and items of that nature. But in that time, no one would go to those leper colonies. No one would go and help. Guru Nanak Sahib sent his Sikhs to those leper colonies to help people. And those people, when they were suffering, they asked one question. They said, my God, who are you? With this identity, who are you? And humbly they responded, we are the seekers of truth, disciples of truth. We are Sikhs. So what, you may say, Sartaj, yeah, that was then, but what about now? Back in the September time frame, I had the chance to actually go to the National Day of Prayer at the cathedral. It was interfaith-based prayer. And it was a prayer for all the Katrina victims, for the suffering and everything that they faced. And it was interfaith-based prayer, but what happened was, at the end of the prayer, there were actually victims from Katrina that were there, present. They were there and listening to the services. I actually went to them, and I said, God bless you all. I hope, you know, soon you have your homes again. I hope you go back to your homeland. I hope you get everything. And if there's anything to help you need to know, we are here to help. The American Society is here to help. Long story short, what happened was, as I was walking away, one man came to me. One black man came to me. He stopped me. He said, who are you? I said, I'm Sartaj. He said, no, who are you? What are you? What is your faith? I said, I am a Sikh. He said, who is the leader of the Sikhs? Where did it originate from? I said, Guru Nanak. Clearly his message stays today. Nothing has changed over time. And much like we respect people who are policemen, firemen, doctors, what do they have? They have a uniform. And of that uniform, we respect it. When a police officer stops us, when we need help from a doctor, firefighter, whoever. And Guru Nanak Dev Ji gave us our uniform to represent his way of life. So speaking with love, speaking with, I don't care if you're looking at me as your son, I don't care if you're looking at me as your nephew or your brother, I think we need to keep his hope, his inspiration, his message alive today in 2005. Sadh Sangha Ji, I was in New York City last November. And while walking in New York City, there was one white guy, he came up to me, and very loudly he said, God bless the Sikhs. They are the greatest soldiers. God bless the Sikhs. They are the greatest warriors. I said, man, gore bande te aaye, main ki kare? You know, I said, okay, thank you. Now, if this white guy could come up to me and say these beautiful words, what are we doing as a society, as individuals, to keeping this faith alive, this message alive? You know, December 25th is coming around the corner, Christmas time. And I know some of you are going to put up Christmas trees in your house. I think that is probably the most beautiful thing, because it was Guru Nanak Dev Ji who actually preached the idea of religious tolerance, respecting of all faiths, loving of all faiths, regardless. If we can put up Christmas trees in our house, I think we should also do our best to remember Guru Nanak Dev Ji, the inspiration, the hope, the legend. That's what he is. Sadh Sangha Ji, simply put, as said in a lot of civil rights movements, we must keep hope alive. For our community, we must keep hope alive. Now, how can we keep hope alive? How do we do it? Well, first of all, we have to take that very challenging step and start with ourselves. No one is going to help you with that. Start with yourself, especially the kids. I know when you're in school and people may be asking, hey, what's this thing on your head, or what do, or this, that, and the other. You must keep hope alive. What I would say is there are a number of Sikh advocacy groups. I don't care if it's the Sikh Council on Religion and Education, the Sikh American Legal Defense Education Fund, United Sikh, Sikh Coalition, whatever the group is, the SikhNet, whatever, get involved. Get involved. Get involved in the community and get active. Because the most beautiful thing that I see happen in England and Canada is that the Sikhs have migrated to those parts of the world, and those societies know who the Sikhs are because they are getting active. And after 100 years' time or so, people know. I think the most thing we need to hold on to is that in the early 1900s, the very first Indian institution ever in the United States of America was Stockton Gurdwara in California. We have such a beautiful thing to hold on to. We are Americans. We will live in this country. We also need to show for our fellow Americans what we believe in. If anything, let us vow on this day and every Gurpurb day forward, that if anything, if we feel not getting involved, another thing I think is a beautiful idea, parents, we must get involved in the schools. On the days of Guru Nanak Dev Ji Gurpurb, we should take the day off and we should tell them who we are. Right? Slowly and slowly things will come. These are just some ideas I'm throwing out. But if anything, anything at all, we must embrace our rich heritage and our culture. So we need to start with ourselves and truly start with the concept of student. Sikh means seeker of truth, disciple of truth. We are students. So whatever stage we are in our life, we should teach our children. If we don't know, we should teach ourselves, and we should seek guidance from those who know the answer. Gyani Kuldeep Singh is an excellent source. I've gone to him many times growing up. Now, to all the kids who are downstairs or up here or anything, you still may say, Sataj, I have no idea what you're saying. Throw a lot of still good information at us. Has anybody here seen Batman Begins? Anybody watch Batman Begins? Anyone? Anyone? We got one. Good. Two. You saw Batman Begins, right? If you watch Batman Begins, there's one very powerful line that they say where Batman listens to. What his friend tells him, or the woman in the story, whatever he said, they told him, he said, it is not who you are underneath. It is not who you are underneath, but what you do that defines you. When I heard that line, I said, wow. Right? Here's in this movie, these lines right here. And this is exactly what Guru Nanak Dev Ji stood for. This is what he stood for. It is what you do among society. Guru Nanak Sahib gave us our beautiful identity to let people know who we are. So our identity represents our way of life. So in ending, I'd like to say we must keep hope alive. Sarya Sanktanu, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, the Gurpurb, the Lak Lak Vadaya Hove. And when Gyani Kuldeep Singh, at the end of this program, he's going to come in the front over here, and he's going to recite Ardas, right? Especially kids out there, this is something very important which you should know. When he recites Ardas, at the very end, he's going to say something. He's going to say, Nanak Naam Chardi Kala Tere bane sarvat da bhala. What this means is, what Guru Nanak is saying here is that Vaheguru's name is glorious, and there is goodwill. There is good in accepting your will. From 1469 to 2005, I can't think of any better line to represent the ideals, the passion, the truth, the inspiration and the hope of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. So say that line with pride when Gyani Kuldeep Singh says that. And I can't think of any better way to end this speech but other than saying, Nanak naam chardi kala, tere bane sarvat da pala, Satsangaji, Waheguru Ji ka khalsa, Waheguru Ji ki fateh.